Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The terror attack on the U.S. Embassy in Athens caused no injuries, although the blast rattled nerves as much as it did the building. AMG International's Cosmo Vision Center is in Athens and has a longstanding work in the region. AMG's Tasos Ioannidis says they're monitoring the situation and urges prayer on behalf of their staff.
We see this as an opportunity to make the gospel known, and we want to reassure people that it is safe to go there, and until we have a clearer idea, we'll keep an eye out.
Next, Operation Blessing's volunteer program just started a new movement called Opt In. It mobilizes college students into chapters to educate and recruit other students for disaster relief. OBI's Karen Ball says meeting physical needs brings opportunity to share the hope of Christ. She points to the New Orleans Rebuilding Project as a key example.
Other people that may not be Christians see all of these people coming in, by the hundreds and the thousands to help them with their rebuilding. We've seen firsthand how it's changed people's lives and they've given their life to God.
And while Easter's a few months away, LifeWater International is already gearing up for Significant Sacrifice. It's a program that will provide life-giving water and the gospel to people without. During the 40 days before Easter, LifeWater wants you to consider giving up your favorite beverage, food, or activity as a way to focus on Christ and His life and sacrifice. Then send the money saved to LifeWater to help provide water and the gospel. Last year, 3,000 people got just that. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get your free copy of Open Doors Prayer Guide called Unlock Your Hidden Prayer Power that will allow you to pray more effectively, especially for persecuted believers. That's Unlock Your Hidden Prayer Power at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.